the 11th Sunday, Year A, a reading from the book of Exodus. Setting out from Rephidim, the Israelites reached the desert of Sinai and pitched camp in the desert. There, facing the mountain, Israel pitched camp. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Say this to the house of Jacob, tell the Israelites, you have seen for yourselves what I did to the Egyptians, and how I carried you away on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. So now, if you truly listen to my voice and keep my covenant, you, out of all peoples, shall be my treasured possession, for the whole world is mine. For me you shall be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words you are to say to the Israelites." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. When we were still helpless, at the due time, Christ died for the godless. Scarcely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, perhaps someone might undertake to die. So God proves his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more can we be sure, therefore, that now that we have been justified by his death, we shall be saved through him from the wrath of God? For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more can we be sure that, being now reconciled, we shall be saved by his life? What is more, we even exult in God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have already received reconciliation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. And when Jesus saw the crowds, he felt sorry for them because they were harassed and dejected, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest." He summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, with power to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who was also his betrayer. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them as follows: "Do not go into Gentile territory, and do not enter any Samaritan town. Go instead to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. You received without charge, give without charge." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.